I am now going to interview Christine Sue with Career Services Student Success at the College of San Mateo. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Bridget. Nice to meet you.
And Christine, I wanted to ask you, you are at the Career Services on campus, and looking at the website, I saw the College Central Network. What is the College Central Network? And I know it's a website.
Sure. A College Central Network is something that we use for students to be able to connect with employers, to find jobs, internships, volunteer positions, full-time, part-time, temporary, permanent. It's really just a big portal where they can look for jobs by employer name, by major, by keyword, by location. And it's a really good source for students to get started if they're looking for a position.
And I know that there are alerts that you get and emails once you sign up that says what might be available or what has become available.
Yes, you can opt into that or opt out of it if you don't want to get emails. But if you have checked off, for example, that you're an accounting major, when an accounting job comes up, we can send it out to everyone who has that as part of their profile. Yeah, and you can also upload your resume and an art portfolio and music portfolio to CCN so you can give it out to employers.
And you work for the College of San Mateo, where you're trying to connect students with employers.
Yes, that's correct.
And you guys will help with resumes. What do you offer the students here at CSM?
Well, I'm in the Counseling Services Division, and what we do first is we try to get students to find out what they really want to do in life. Instead of just choosing a school, choosing a major, and then thinking about career later on, we want them to think about what they would like to do early on, and then we could find them the majors and the pathways to get them there. We're looking both at career awareness and exploration, as well as job placement.
So this comes down to What's Your Why, which is the campaign that you guys have on the website here at the college.
What's Your Why is a fabulous campaign, and what it entails is that we've been talking with faculty, staff, students to find out what it is about CSM that has helped them, why they stay at CSM, what their purpose is, what their mission is, and it's been really fascinating just to find out how much CSM has meant to a lot of the people who are here now. And what we're going to be doing is rolling it out as a campaign and asking students to ask themselves, what is my why? What is my mission? What is my purpose? And when you have that purpose and that mission, it's so much easier to find a job that you like and to find a career that you like.
What's Your Why is a way of students to look within themselves and say to themselves, I'm not looking for a career specifically because I know that people are hiring or that there's a lot of money, but what is best for the individual?
That's correct. We ask them to look at what we call their VIPs, which is their values, their interests, their passions, and their skills. And for values, money may be one of them. Wealth may be one of them because we live in the Bay Area and we need to be able to sustain ourselves and survive. But it goes beyond that. I think people can have all the money in the world, but they can still be unhappy. Whereas if you have something you're really enjoying, the money, if it's there, is secondary. It's important, but it's secondary.
So perhaps if you were interested in working for a nonprofit and you find the nonprofit that you find is valuable to you, if there's pay involved, it's a nice thing as well.
Right. It's like a bonus. Yeah. And we do connect with a lot of nonprofits and volunteer organizations as well.
And this career fair here, it happens twice a year or once a year on campus?
Well, in the fall, we have what we call a career awareness and exploration fair, and that's when we have professionals from different fields come in, available to answer questions. And they can also recruit for positions, but it's kind of an open forum where students can feel free to ask questions they might not ask at a job fair. They could ask an engineer, so what does a draftsman do anyway, which you wouldn't ask at a job fair because you're expected to know. What we're having right now is a career job fair where they're actually recruiting for students to join their teams.
I think What's Your Why is really valuable because you can look and see what your values are, what's important. Tell me again what the VIPs were.
The VIPs is values, interests, passions, and skill.
And what is Focus to Career? I saw on the website, it directed you to a different website where there were questions that you could ask yourself as far as what you wanted for your future.
Right. Focus to Career is a tool that we use as part of the What's Your Why campaign. And it's an online platform that directs you to answer certain questions with regard to your work interests, your leisure interests, your lifestyle interests, your skills, academic skills, whether or not you're ready to start looking for a career, and it develops a profile for you. And when you have that profile, you can bring that profile in and meet with a career counselor, and they can really help you to find majors that match your profile and help you to think about careers you may not have thought of that really match with your personality and your skills.
So your department is essentially a bridge for students to go from being a student and moving on into the workforce.
In a way, yes. But it's also, it's not not just job placement. We want them to think about their futures and think about how they want to make an impact on the world. So it's broader than that, I think.
So it is What's Your Why?
It is What's Your Why?
As a student, what would be my first step?
Well, I would say that if you really don't know what you want to major in, you don't know what you want to pursue, you're feeling a little bit lost, just come into the counseling division and you can meet with any of our counselors, but we also have specific career counselors who can meet with you. And we have a lot of assessments that you can take just to get you started. They're not prescriptive. They don't tell you you must be something or you cannot be this, but it allows you to get some insight into yourself and to really be honest with yourself about the kind of things that you're good at, kind of things that maybe you're less good at, and also just preferences, because if you don't like to work in groups, it's good for you to be honest about that and not say you're good in groups just because you think an employer wants to hear it, because you really want to be happy in what you're doing.
And there are so many people that aren't happy with the jobs that they are in. What you are more focusing on as a student is to be happy with what career path you may be looking into and hope that it's a good fit for your personality.
Right. And I would say beyond happiness, it's more fulfillment. And sometimes that takes place as an actual job that becomes your career. And sometimes that becomes a job that you just use to sustain yourself so you can follow your passions elsewhere. So maybe you end up working in a banking position, which isn't your true love, but it allows you to be a musician as your true passion. So we're doing both things. We really want people to find something for themselves, whether it be in a job environment or outside of a job environment, that's going to fulfill them and make them really feel like they've gotten the most they can out of their education.
So if a student was hearing this and they thought, well, what do I need to do right now? Where would you direct them? What website? What can they do?
Sure. Well, you can check the Career Services website, which is on the collegeofsanmateo.edu/career, or you can come by the Counseling Division desk and make an appointment. Career Services itself is open all the time during business hours, so you could simply drop by and say, I just want to get some information about careers, about how to get started on looking for a pathway, or you can make an individual appointment. And all of this is on our website. It has some different options for you.
Thank you so much, Christine. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bridget. Have a great day.
Bartender, ladies of the night, grease monkey, ex-junkie, winner of the fight. Walking on the streets, it's really all the same. Selling souls, rock and roll, any other game. Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Working for a living,
living
and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working.
Thanks for listening to B Radio on K-Dog, where tunes meet community and your voice matters.